And good Tuesday morning, live from our KGGF Historic Studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck, glad you're with us here on this Tuesday. Joining us in studio is the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson, just like many other Tuesdays. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here in studio with us, talking on behalf of a lot of events going on up in Independence. And I'll tell you what, it's always, if you can hear that packet right there, it's always quite the long list of events going on up there, so we try and highlight some areas to save the date. It is Tuesday, though, which means I always try and highlight this recycling day today as well, as it looks like there's an artist exhibit happening today.
There is.
Or it starts today. I see that.
Yes. So the Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit is underway, and so we just want to give a shout-out to the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center and make sure that everyone puts that on their calendar from now until the 27th, because those are the dates that it will be available to view. The museum is open from 10 to 4, and the address is, it's easy to remember, 123 North 8th Street. But this exhibit is all about our young artists, and they're middle schoolers, they're high school students from Montgomery County and the surrounding counties, and they have just put together their best works of art, and they're on display at the museum. So put that on your calendar and go enjoy some art, get your kids out, and enjoy a day at the museum.
Great. Yeah, and then again, from just about a little bit later in the morning until 1 this afternoon, of course, out at the sanitation yard, you can get your recycling done. And then it looks like this evening, the public library's got a little something going on, too.
That's right. So Ladies' Night Out is at the public library Tuesday evening, this evening at 6 o'clock. And it's a monthly event, so if you can't make it this Tuesday, you can make it maybe next month. You can always call the library at 331-3030 for more information. The cost for this event is $5, and that covers the cost of materials. And they do like for you to sign up, and I'm sure they can squeeze you in. So if you have some free time this evening and you're a lady and you want to have the night out, then give them a call and participate in Ladies' Night Out.
Very cool. So even some stuff happening tonight, but something that especially some residents up at Independence might be able to mark on their calendars is something happening tomorrow. It's the third Wednesday. Looks like you guys have a work session with the City Commission and quite a decision to kind of put across people's minds as well. So
we do. So as we've said before, we have three city commissioners. What does Coffeyville have? Do you know?
I think it's five.
Okay.
I believe so.
Well, so here we go. We have three, you have five, lots of communities have five, not very many have three, and we are having a special work session to discuss going from three to five. There are some pros and cons for both, and we really need to have some thoughtful consideration about the direction that our community takes, and our commission and our city manager are interested in what we as community citizens think and believe, and our ideas, our concerns, our suggestions. And so the only way that we can make those known is to be present at these kinds of gatherings and meetings and really listen. You might go in there believing that five is the way to go, and you might walk out because of what someone else said, believing that we should stay at three or the other way around. And so, it's kind of like, maybe I said this last week, it's kind of like voting for president, you know. You can't complain if you didn't go to the polls and vote, you know. You have to make your voice known. And I think we all have ideas and suggestions and thoughts around that. And it's important that when our commissioners make that decision, that they're making it with the most, information possible. So
certainly,
we need to be there for that, and that will be at 5:30 at the Civic Center this evening in the Veterans Room.
Great. Yeah, well, and you had mentioned too, with all of that, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of things that you might not know, and you put up a good point. There's pros and there's cons to everything. So I suggest to you, if you are interested in going, do a little research beforehand. See what the pros and cons are of having a five, and do the same thing of having the three, and then take those legitimate and researched questions into the commission. And then again, like you say, you may sway somebody's opinion, or you may get swayed yourself. So who knows?
Completely agree.
Very cool. Also, something happening tomorrow night, about an hour after that as well. So if you are not heading to the commission meeting, I'd head over to the high school, looks like. Or Civic Center. So same building.
We are. So on Wednesday evening, the high school is having their academic awards reception. It's at the Civic Center at 6:30. And I say that because every parent who has a child that's being recognized, obviously, is most likely, unless there's a conflict, going to be there in honor of their student. But here's just a big shout out for our high school and all the amazing things that are going on. They have a wonderful principal, and he's doing a great job in leading the way. The GPA requirement is a 3.8 or above to participate. I mean, to be asked to the honors reception. And there's also some individuals who are invited as well because they are scholarship recipients. But the academic requirement for to qualify for that is a 3.8, and they have 122 students that are
Holy
being recognized.
Cow.
I know that are being recognized on Wednesday night, and that's the most since 2013. So shout out to the high school for all the great work that those teachers are doing. Shout out to the kids for all of the studying that they're doing, and congratulations to all of them that will be acknowledged on Wednesday night. That event is sponsored by Seroptimist and Rotary Club, and it's those civic organizations' way of honoring those high school students. So I just thought that was
that's incredible.
Mentioning.
You know, I was thinking more along the lines of 10 to 15 per class, something in that range. So, you know, that would be like 40, 50, you know, but we're talking triple digits. That's,
I know. There's
that's
some
a big
smart
number.
Cookies there.
There, mm-hmm. there must be. There must be. Very cool. And then it looks like this Friday or Thursday actually has got a couple of events coming up as well.
Yes, we do. So we have the cosmetology open house is on Thursday, and that's at the ICC West Campus out on West Main from 5:30 to 6:30. And there is also the Montgomery County Pace Painting Party. That is a fundraiser as well, and that's at Class LTD at 5 o'clock. You can call Class and get some more information about participating in that. And then the public is invited to the open house at the Cosmetology Training Center. So again, that's from 5:30 to 6:30. So, and then, let's see, we also have the Last Supper. So there's a dramatic biblical reenactment, and it's going on at two of the local churches in Independence, Thursday, April 18th, which is obviously this week, at the First Christian Church. They will be having their first showing, and that's 7 o'clock, and it's free admission. And then on Friday, April 19th, at 7 o'clock again at Crystal Brook Church, there will be another reenactment. So if that is something that interests you, put that on your calendar because it's completely free, and it's a great way to you know, just enter into the Easter season since that is this weekend.
I know, it's crazy. We got Good Friday coming up this Friday. It is indeed, and it looks like plenty of things to do on Good Friday up there as well. I guess we'll, before we get there, it looks like the night of Thursday, we always talk about the great, you know, talents that are within ICC, the theater, as well as Independence High School and kind of all throughout, but they've got something coming up on Friday. It looks like a concert band performance.
They do. They have a concert band performance at the William Inge Theater on Thursday evening as well at 7 o'clock. And as you just said, they always have great talent if it's not vocal music and bands and theater productions and musicals and plays. Everything at the William Inge Theater is always great entertainment, great cultural experience, and this Thursday will be no different. So support Independence Community College as they perform a band concert in the William Inge Theater at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Great. And then now, yeah, into Friday, it looks like something in the morning, and then obviously we've kind of been previewing this for an afternoon as Senator Jerry Moran is visiting, and then obviously we hit on the Last Supper there, but kind of dive into this First Leadership as well as just a reminder that Jerry Moran will be out at the Independence Country Club.
Sure. So as Coffeyville, Independence as Coffeyville does as well, has a leadership program, and both communities have adult leadership programs, and Independence also has a youth leadership program. And the adult leadership program lasts for 8 months. The youth program lasts for 4. And they are actually finishing up both of their sessions. And they will be having graduation on May the 1st. And I just thought it was worth mentioning programs number one, and that every year when these programs wrap up, we are pushing more great leaders out into the community that are going to hopefully go out, be engaged, get on boards, get it involved in civic organizations, and make a difference in their community. We have 21 high school sophomores that are graduating from the program. So I think that is incredible. And we have 19 adults that are graduating as well. So they are power packed. They're motivated. They each have a class project. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on their class project because they haven't done it yet, but it's incredible. And when it's completed, I will talk about it on the air. Both classes are doing amazing things. And we're just, the chamber supports those leadership programs. They're underneath the Chamber of Commerce, and just very, very proud of the work that the board does to put on those programs. We also have a joint session with Coffeyville, so I know Coffeyville has an amazing program as well. So countywide, lots of good things happening regarding leadership.
Yeah, not only is it a great place to learn, but it also promotes them to maybe stick around as well, you know.
Yes.
Use these ideas within our communities, not, you know, go off to a university and then never come back. You know, it's great to have these ideas and great to teach them from child to child, but you know, to really teach them within a setting like this and in our very own towns and in their backyard, it's going to promote them to want to stick around and use those ideas here in this part of the country.
I know. So. And we do it with sophomores, so we've got 3 good years.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
Them too.
Yeah, burn that in their head.
So, yeah.
They're going to burn that in their head. And then, yeah, Jerry Moran is, he's coming out with a little town hall meeting, I guess, out of the country club.
Yes, he is. He's coming to Independence. We're excited about that. It's always nice when Senator Moran is able to carve out some time out of his busy schedule and come to Independence. So he will be serving Montgomery County by being available on this Friday, April 19th at 12:15 at the Independence Country Club. And obviously the event, or not maybe obviously, but the event is free. It is open to the public. Everyone is invited to come and just listen to him give an update. And then, as always, he opens it up for questions. He's always, you know, very engaged and interested in what we have to say. And again, make sure you put that on your calendar for Friday, April 19th, this Friday. Show up, be parked and in the building by 12:15, and his presentation will start at 12:30.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, no, we were just talking about it with the whole commission things from 3 to 5. You want your voices heard. You got to go to these commission meetings. Here's another great way to have your voice heard is you just head in and you get you talk with Senator Moran or any of the great representatives that are down here in this region. So last week was kind of a pre-trial round, practice rounds to the Easter egg hunts. But this Saturday, it looks like it is the community Easter egg hunt.
That's right. They did have a practice run. Now they're going to get their hunt on because this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Riverside Park Oval will be the community Easter egg hunt sponsored by Rotary. It's always great fun. It's very well organized. The Easter Bunny will be there. They have different hunts for different age groups, so it's not just a crazy free-for-all. And lots of eggs are available. I think there's like over 800 eggs that Rotary has purchased that the Easter Bunny will be hiding. And it's always so much fun. The kids are always dressed up all cute, and they have their Easter baskets. And I just encourage grandparents and moms and dads to have those cell phone cameras out because the Easter Bunny will be there, and the bunny loves to take lots of pictures with the kids. So ages one and under will be first, and then we'll sound the horn for the 2 and 3 year olds. The fire truck always sounds the horn for us. And then we'll do 4 and 5 year olds. And then they take the older kids over to the bandshell area. 6 and 7 year olds will hunt, and then 8 and 9 year olds will hunt after that. In that area, it's a little bit more difficult to find the eggs. So that's what they do for the older kids. So put that on your calendar. And there's no rain, so we're not even going to talk about a rain date. It's at 3 o'clock this Saturday.
I'm excited. Yeah, I was going to say, I've still got a little bit of a baby face. You think I could get in there? But it looks like ages...
You're too tall.
Yeah, too tall. Too much. Let's see. Coming up here on the bottom of the hour, so let's kind of really hit on these dates at the end of the month here. I know you really wanted to hit it. The National Walk at Lunch Day. I know you always like to promote fitness as well as Arbor Day celebration. Then, of course, Love Independence at the very end of the month. So let's just kind of get a little preview. What is this National Walk at Lunch Day?
So National Walk at Lunch Day is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's just an opportunity for us to take off maybe our high heels or our work shoes and put on athletic shoes and get out and walk with our coworkers. They invite us all out to the Riverside Park Oval. And if you can't make it there, you know, during that lunch time, then put your shoes on and grab a coworker and walk downtown, walk around the block where you work. Just encourage everyone to really focus on walking at lunch, making healthy choices, and it's National Walk at Lunch Day. So that's April 24th. And then we have Arbor Day. You mentioned that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So they have 200 free cypress trees that they're giving out. They have an art contest. They're making these seed bombs. There's going to be face painting and educational displays. That's all going to be on Friday, April 26th at 6 in the evening until 8 over by Logan Fountain in Riverside Park. And it's just going to be lots of fun. I think this is the third year that they've done it, and I've been down there all 3 years, and it's always well organized, very educational and informative, and just fun for the kids. You don't always get to celebrate things like that.
Yeah.
So get them out for Arbor Day next Friday, and then as you mentioned, it is Love Independence Day next Saturday. It's one of my favorite days of the year. The Chamber of Commerce sponsors Love Independence Day. It's the last Saturday in April every single year for the last 4 years. This is our fourth year. And we have lots of things that some things are planned and some things are just not planned. And that is actually the way that we like it. Just complete random acts of kindness. We do want you to kind of plan with your families and your kids or your churches or your youth groups or your places of work, your neighborhoods, and get some ideas and be ready, because the day gets by you very quickly when you start trying to pass out all of your random acts. But here's what I want you to know. We have lots of things that are already happening. The college is on board with a free cheer clinic. So if you have girls or guys that are ages 5 to 12 interested in cheer, tumbling, stunts, and jumps, they can register and participate in the cheer clinic from 10 to 11 the morning of Saturday, April 27th. And if you have questions about that, you can call Cody out at the college at 332-5496. And that's just one way that they give back. They've done this in the past, and it's always fun. There's absolutely no cost, and that's their gift. Another gift of safety and wellness would be National Drug Take Back Day. And we are doing a drug take back in Independence on Love Independence Day from 10 to 12. And it's at the Temporary City Hall on Laurel Street. And you can turn in your unused and expired medications to the local police department for safe disposal. RSVP at Four County will also be handing out the drug deactivation packets. It's this powdery stuff that you mix with water and you pour it in medicine bottles that have medication in them, mm-hmm. and it solidifies everything in there so that you can do safe disposal of that as well.
Nice.
They are not taking anything except medications in pill form, so do not bring any liquids or lotions or ointments or aerosol cans, none of that on that day, just those medications. And then they're on that day as well. There is shoes for kids, shoe distribution. So if you are someone whose children might need a pair of shoes, you'll want to put this on your calendar. It's at the Wesley Center from 1 to 3 at the First United Methodist Church. And kids get to come in. They get to look for a pair of shoes in their shoe size. They get to sit down and try them on and walk out with a pair of shoes, whatever shoes that might be, athletic shoes, dress shoes, whatever a child might need. And I tell you, kids' feet grow fast and shoes are expensive. So I think that this is a great gift to our community. It's actually a program that our very own Queen Neela Emma Stoner started years ago, and it's branched off. I think they have them in Neodesha and Fredonia and Bartlesville. So shout out to her. And remember, Shoes for Kids. Again, it's at the Wesley Center, First United Methodist Church, next Saturday, April 27th, from 1 to 3.
Great stuff. And yes, we will keep you guys up to date and blow you guys up next week as well with all of this Love Independence information, as it is next Saturday. But again, we'll check in with Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, next Tuesday. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.